This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue a study which we began last time on the great topic, Our God is a Jealous God. As a background for our study, we read for you last time and read again today from Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 5. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now, of course, we're not living today under the Ten Commandments. We're not living at all under the law of Moses. That was done away. But here is something of a principle involved that is abiding. Of course, the Old Testament is just as inspired as the New Testament, but it is not applicable in its specific detail to man today. Also, we find in Exodus chapter 34 and verse 14 these great words, For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Now, to say that God is jealous is simply to say that he will not tolerate a rival for our affections. And that means, in short, that God must be first in our lives. Not even your wife or husband can be more important to you than God, and you still be pleasing to God. Not your mother or father, your children, your brothers, your sisters, anybody or anything or any goal or ambition in life can be more important to you than God, and you still have God's approval. This is the meaning of the expression, God is a jealous God. We pointed out to you last time, first of all, that he is jealous of his deity. Thou shalt worship no other God before me. False gods may endure the existence of other false gods, but God cannot tolerate man's worshiping any other God. He is the one and only God. Secondly, we pointed out that God is jealous of his sovereignty. He is creator, and by reason of the fact that he is the creator, all authority inheres within him. God hates sin. He demands that we obey him, and when we sin, we reject his sovereignty. Every act of sin is a rebellion against the sovereignty of God. God has given us his will. He has given us the revelation, which is the Bible. He hates false doctrine. False doctrine touches God's sovereignty, and thus is an object of God's jealousy. He demands that we learn and obey the truth. You will remember that Jesus himself said, as recorded in John chapter 8 and verse 32, Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the writer of the Hebrew letter said in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, in regard to the Lord Jesus Christ, Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. And Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, in regard to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the coming of his angels in flaming fire, rendering vengeance to them that know not God and them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even everlasting destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might. You see, God is jealous of his authority, of the fact that he is God and he has the right. He and only he has the right to speak. You remember that Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, in the giving of the Great Commission, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, and so on. You see, we human beings, even we who preach, do not have the right to invent a doctrine. We have the right only to preach the doctrine which is revealed in the Bible. Human philosophy and human doctrine will not do. The Apostle Paul made this clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. The Greek philosophers were very wise in their own eyes, but their doctrine simply would not do. We are to preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study, Our God is a Jealous God.